Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Inspiration, Empowerment, and Breakthrough with me, Dr. Beverly L. Swanson, your radio talk show host of the show. We have just completed a broadcast with Pastor John H. Lucas on faith. And for those of you who had listened to the broadcast just minutes ago, you understood that there was a powerful anointing of God that was laying heavily on the broadcast. It was so profound that both Pastor John and I felt it necessary to continue on with the broadcast rather than wait until next week. So on the air with me for another 30 minutes is Pastor John H. Lucas. We're going to be talking about faith and the spirit of fear, and we are going to work together under the unction of the Holy Spirit to do whatever the Holy Spirit is requiring for deliverance of that. And again, Pastor John H. Lucas is the author of The Faithfulness of God, subtitle Outside the Box. He's going to talk to you about some things in that book, how to get that book, and he is the senior pastor of Glory Land Revival International Ministries. Pastor John, thank you so much for taking time with us once again.
Thanks again for this great opportunity to share. Amen.
Amen. Give them a update, just a recap of what just happened 5 minutes ago and why it was so necessary to continue on with the broadcast. You are certainly equipped to do that. You deal with signs, wonders, miracles all the time as you travel back and forth from the United States to the Philippines and Hong Kong. So share with the audience exactly what's happening then.
Yeah, well, you know, because what one of the things that I called you right after the broadcast, and I was talking about people in ministry, specifically with the area level of fear, and you know, and I was looking in the book, and it says never be afraid to try something new. Remember, amateurs built the ark, and professionals built the Titanic, and we know with that Titanic sunk, but the ark didn't, and so. And this is something that I talk about a lot in the Philippines, is that God will challenge you in your faith. Try your faith. You know, Scripture talks about trying your faith. And so faith, you know, is the opposite of faith is fear. And so if you are afraid to change, or you know, because it could be such a subtle thing, and fear could be so subtle, that, you know, where I think this is, because fear is also natural. You know, it's natural to not... to be afraid if you running across the freeway or running down the freeway, you know, it's fear. It's natural.
Excellent. But, it is excellent.
But God says that he didn't give you the spirit of fear. In other words, this thing is crippled. This spirit will cripple you from doing what God has called you to do. And so that's why I wanted, because in the book I was talking about one of the boxes we have erected is fear. You know, we have erected this thing because we have allowed, you know, one of the things that I said here, God will challenge you. God will challenge you. He will challenge you to see if you can move, because if you stay where you are, you're not growing. If you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you can build some confidence up. But what happens when God says, now move to this place or move, do this and do that? That's where the fear comes in, or if you have fear, that's when it will manifest, when you have to do something new. All right? And so so my thing right now is to look at the people who, the thing that people in ministry are lacking is because God has challenged us, even in our churches. The way we have established our churches is sometimes it's because we established it on tradition instead of moving out. And so now you want to change, but you have fear. This is what I'm seeing. You have fear to change because you figure you're going to lose some people. See, if you lose people, then that means that, you know, they weren't yours all the time. The Bible says Jesus said that to, if they was of you, they would still be with you. Amen. And so if I allow fear, I want to read something that I wrote in here. The word perdition means ruin or loss in the Greek. All right, reversal or danger. We, in other words, we are not them that shrink back. We move forward, advance daily with leading of the Holy Spirit. Philippians 4:13 says, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We should say this to ourselves daily until it gets in our spirit, the word comes, until the word comes alive in our hearts. Then we will not manifest fear or timidity. Amen? We will not do that because we are moving forward. And, and Eleanor Roosevelt said that, you know, you do things long enough or push into something. I used a example a while ago on the last broadcast about saran wrap. And this is what, see, we talked about fear, false evidence appearing real. If you think about saran wrap, I want to elaborate on that. If you think about saran wrap can be broken really easily, all right? And I'm telling you today that that fear can be broken real easily because God did not give it to you. Amen. And when you're crippled, go ahead, Todd.
I could interject for just a moment. As you were talking, it was so profound. This is what arose in my spirit. You said that fear is crippling. So literally, it immobilizes you so that you really can't be followed. And then you said that it was on your heart heavily because you see so much fear in ministry of new things.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I understand. And why the enemy is working so hard to impress upon the body of Christ fear. Because the Lord said, I'm doing a new thing.
Yes.
So
yes, come on.
The enemy can cripple the body of Christ or ministries from pastors on down to the skirt, to the people. If he can cripple the pastors, the body of Christ, by that fear of doing new things, then it is no way we can move forward in the time and era that you're in right now where the Lord said, I'm doing a new thing.
Yep.
Stop looking at the past. You're not doing things like you did it 5 years ago, 3 months ago, a year ago. I'm doing a new thing. And that means he's not going to tell you what it is. It's new. So it's going to take utter obedience.
Amen.
For faith. So if the enemy can cripple you by fear, you can't be obedient. It cancels out faith. You won't be susceptible or acceptable of the new thing that God is doing in and through his people. So this is very important. I understand why, Pastor John, we had it to come right back. We had to come right back to this. This
absolutely.
Is
absolutely. It's absolutely. And like I said, I'm sensing so many people, even, you know, could be watching, listening to the radio program and in ministry, because I want to keep on that, is that they are crippled because they, you know, God wants them to expand it. God wants them to, but remember that the scripture says in Hebrews 11:6, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. He said, when you come to him, you must first believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so fear has no place in the kingdom. And so
none.
If, you know, I didn't put it in the book, but I have so many testimonies of what God has done in our ministry. Is that one time we didn't have any air conditioning for like 3 years in the church, and so I was kind of fearful of, because I didn't have any money. So I said, wow, what am I going to do? And so I began to pray. And so one day the Lord said, me and my son was we was in the church and the Lord spoke to me and said, why don't you call somebody? And so I got a phone book, and I went to the phone book, and I called a guy and found out it was a Christian man in Santa Rosa who was selling. And so we got to talking and found out he was a Christian. He found out I was a pastor of a church. And he ended up giving me those air conditioners for $10,000 worth of air conditioning for the church for less than 50%.
Oh, my.
But fear of not having money or moving or even making a phone call to get the blessing, because the Lord spoke to me last week. He said a rhema word is not rhema until you move.
Yes.
See, because Paul was telling Timothy, you know, you had some prophecies, you had hands laid on, you know, stir up the gift that is in you, you know. In the same chapter, he talks about fear, you know. He said, you know, God did not give you a spirit of fear. So the things, and I preached, and we had an outpouring at the church that lasted over 2.5 years. And one of the things I kept saying in the meetings was that we have never been this way before. And see, when you say that, but God was telling Joshua that, and said, but he said, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. So I'm telling you today, as he was with Moses, so he would be with you. And so, but if I'm afraid to move, I will never see the victory. I will never see the expansion. I will never see the things that God has for us, because I have to move. A rhema is not a rhema until I move. I got to move out. I have to take steps of faith.
Taking steps.
I have not ever paid my way to the mission field.
I was just going to say, I think we need to share some of our testimony so people can actually see that we live what the word is saying. You see, what happens, what I see in ministries in the body of Christ, I see people come in and they want hands laid on them. They want that anointing. And they come up and their hands laid on and they fall out and they're expecting everything to change. But you still have to get up in that anointing or the impartation that you were graced with by God and move in faith. You still have to take steps faith to move with the anointing that the Lord has graced you with. Now, I remember, you know, that always, and I want you to know, there's always a quiz, a test, and a final, because the enemy's job is to stop you if you're anointed. It's our job to move forward and stuff. There is a time,
exactly,
because, you know, I walk in, I'm blessed, graced by God, to move in a seer prophet anointing. And there was one time when the Lord said, go. Now, when he sends Dr. Beverly to go, he doesn't say, go and say this. No. The first thing you do is you're obedient to the command. So
amen.
I looked at my account, and it was I have one day notice. The next day was my son's 18th birthday. He was the youngest. I have four children, three are grown. And I was saving up money, and all I had in the account those years ago was $364 that I've been saving for his birthday. Because when I got called to this office, everything had to go. And that's a whole nother story in time. I said, it's no way I can go. I'm thinking. Didn't say it out loud. Because I'm thinking, there's no way I can get from California to Florida. And I went online, and what do you think the ticket cost? $364.
I believe it.
Lord. So I made the reservation. I got the ticket. All I had in my wallet was $10. I didn't know where I was going to stay when I got there, how I was going to get around, nothing. But I'm obedient to the Lord of God. I trust him. Faith. So here's what happened. The enemy tried to impress fear. It was already difficult to me because my son was going to be 18 the next day. I get a call at 9:30 at night. Now, I was supposed, my plane leaves at 4 in the morning. I get a call at 9:30 at night. My oldest daughter, who is on dialysis, was at the emergency room. And they were talking about keeping her. And her husband was with her. Now, this is the daughter that calls me mommy. Look at that. So he's faced with, I have a plane that leaves at 4 in the morning because the Lord's son's birthday is he's 18 the next day. My daughter's in the emergency room. What are you going to do? The enemy said, what are you going to do? This is the one that calls you mommy. What are you going to do? They said, there's an infection. I sat down. I had to sit down on the steps and take a deep breath. I got my phone, ladies and gentlemen, and sent a text out to the prayer warriors, and I said, pray. My daughter is in the emergency room. Pray. I sat there and I waited for the Lord. He didn't say anything different to me. He didn't say, don't go, nothing. And I called my daughter and I said, honey, mom has to go. Mommy has to go. I said, but I need you to understand all is well. Do you hear me? She said, yes, mommy. I said, no. I need you to say the words, all is well. And she said, all is well. It's going to be okay, mom. His son was asleep. He sleeps like a rock. I couldn't wake him up. I put a note on the mirror. Now, I'm crying. I'm a mom, still a mom. I'm in tears writing this note. I'm sorry I'm not going to be here for your birthday. And I pinned it to the mirror, and I took all I had, $10, and I pinned it to the mirror with him. That's all I had. And then someone came to take me to the airport. Now I'm going to the airport to leave for Florida. No money. I don't know where I'm going to stay, how I'm going to get around. He didn't say meet anyone at the airport. And I'm penniless now. And my daughter is in the emergency room. And it's my son's birthday. They came and picked me. Gentlemen came and picked me up. I'm weeping. I'm sitting there and weeping. And he looks at me and he says, Dr. Beverly, Are you okay? I looked at him, and I said, all is well. When I got to the airport in Florida, somehow there was money in my account. I got a new car that's not been driven before at the rental place, and I had favor with the hotel room that I got for $30 a night. That's God.
I'm telling you,
that's God. This is what we're talking about. We cannot be in fear because fear is faith. God will provide. Yeah. We have to trust that in ministry because people need to know that God lives. He is alive. His word is true, and he is with us everywhere we go. Do not be afraid. Be strong and of good courage. Be not dismayed. He said, I am with you everywhere I go. Will you share one of your testimonies, Pastor?
Yeah, but this is a long-lasting testimony right here because usually when I get ready to travel, like I said, I never pay my way when I go. Usually what God would tell me, he said, I tell him, you showed me being in the Philippines. And see, when he shows me I'm going somewhere, I immediately just bring it back to him. You know, you said that I was going, and then I need to get my ticket by this date. He said, well, then go ahead and pack. And as soon as I pack, the money comes. I mean, it's time after time after time. I mean, and one time I had to go, and my wife and I went into Rayleigh's on Mack Road, and I was $900 short on a ticket. So we was going in there to buy some cards for this pastor's fellowship. You know, it was either Christmas or something around that time. And so we went in there to buy some cards. My wife went down to another store, and I'm standing in the line. I mean, standing over there by the cards, and a lady Indian lady walks up to me, and she said, "Are you a man of God?" I said, "Yeah, I am." And so we got to talking, and I told her, I said, "I'm getting ready to go to the Philippines." And you know what she came out of her mouth? "Do you have all your money for your ticket?"
Wow.
She took me right to the ATM, right there on the spot. And the $900 I was short, she gave it to me. I mean, just supernatural stuff. I was short one time, and the lady called me from the Bay Area. "How much do you need for your ticket? Let me know if you need something." Help. Time after time after time. And this is what I spoke something Sunday, because people are fear because they got problems with finances in their mm-hmm. homes and stuff like that, and they're fearful. And what I want to say about fear is fear stops the hand of God. It stops. You know, the Bible says Mark 11:23 said, if you don't allow doubt to come into your heart, you will have what you say. And see, the thing is, what are you saying? Are you saying words of doubt, death, and life as in the power of the tongue? And they that love it, we eat the fruit of that. And the Lord showed me that if you, whatever you say, you can eat life or you can eat death. You will enjoy the fruit of it, the fruit of death or the fruit of life. And I choose the fruit of life. So we have to speak faith-filled words. You know, even though it don't look good, even though it's not favorable, just like the old situation with your son and your daughter, the birthday and the hospital, it didn't look favorable. But see, God moves when we have faith. Amen. He moves when we have faith. And he the Bible says it's his good pleasure to give us the good things of life. And it's not, and so the ministry is that every time we have a need in the church, we our books got down, the bank account of the church got down to about $123 one time. And I didn't say nothing to anyone. I told the staff, you know, my staff, and they just started praying. And we didn't tell anybody else, because this is another thing that fear causes us to do. Because of fear, we got someone that we know that got $10 million, and we'll go to them instead of going to God. And I told the people Sunday when I was preaching was that stop telling people you have your need. The Bible says if we have not because we ask not, and we took that out of context because we're supposed to go around asking everybody. And God says, the Bible says that my God shall supply all of my need. I said that slow so that you would get it. Because he said, my God shall supply all of my need. It didn't say needs, but it said need. And so whatever the present need is, God will supply. And it's according to his riches in glory. Amen. And so if I allow fear in any area of my life to cripple me, I will not be effective in the kingdom. And this is what the enemy's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. In other words, it's not about us. This is what you got to see. It's not about us. It's the person that you're going to minister to. Me and a friend of mine, one of my spiritual mothers, we went to Costco yesterday, and I saw a lady with an oxygen baller. And immediately I was quickened to go pray for her. So I told Dorothy, I'm going to go over here. And I said, I went over there. She said, "You going to pray for that lady?" I said, "Yeah." And I felt led. I felt a quickening to do that. So I went over and I said, "Ma'am, could I pray for you?" She said, "If you wish." I said, "Well, I wish." And then I also feel like God wants me to pray for you. And so I just prayed and spoke some, you know, short, didn't pray a long prayer. Amen. Just a simple prayer. And I really didn't pray. I just decreed things over her. The Bible says, the Bible never tells us to pray for the sick. It says heal the sick. All right. And so fear, and I'm talking about fear in ministry. Some people would have been fearful to go to her because someone told me one time before is that when I pray, if I'm holding a prayer line, I always pray for the people that got the headaches and not the people in the wheelchairs. Fear. Fear. And see, and like I said, it's not about us. It's about the people who needs what's in you.
Yeah.
That's what the fear is doing. It's causing you not to flow like God wants you to flow. Because, you know, the Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. It's living water. It's living water. Amen. It's life-giving. It's things that people, you know, another thing, let me take a little side note. But what happens is that it's a lot of people in the world and in the body of Christ that are hurting. And I'm seeing it more every day. People are going through situations. You know, they have been talked down to. They have been, people have word curses put on them. And God is preparing them. I mean, he's causing them to be free from all these things. But yet, if we have fear, we'll never get to that place where God really wants us to be. And that's, see, the Bible says where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty, there's freedom. And so if I have freedom, then nothing can bind me, not fear, not timidity, not somewhat what people say about me. Amen. Because a lot of people in the ministry, one of the things that I see in ministry is that I can pray for anybody, but one of the problems I had was that I had a problem, I didn't know how to get overcome myself, and so I had to learn. I was in Hong Kong in 2013, and Dr. Joyce James said something to me on the phone. She said, you know, you are blessed going and blessed coming. Now, I had read that. I knew that. I quote that. But something was in me. I'm talking about confession, is that something was in me causing me to have, every time I would come back, I would have jet lag. So I would say, you know, I'm going to have jet lag when I come back. Say, what you saying? Fear. That was fear causing me to say that. And so when she said that you are blessed going and blessed coming, all of a sudden, I heard it. Oh, you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Faith comes by hearing. That word hear means to perceive and to understand, to comprehend. I received that, and all of a sudden, when I came back in September 2013, for the first time, I had no jet lag.
Wow.
For the first time, I had no jet lag. And I said, and I recognized that because of the word of God. Again, we said it earlier, last program, it's because of the word of God. Mm-hmm. And this is what I want to say. Just remember that the word of God is living and it's active. And it will literally cause you to triumph. Come on. The word of God is living and it's active. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Ladies and I hope you understanding now how cunning the enemy is with that word fear. He's so cunning. And as you can see, each and every one of us are affected. We live this life. We have to walk it, and we have to remind ourselves. And the Lord sends to remind us. It is a lifestyle that we have to walk in. It doesn't matter who you are or what anointing one has. There are still opportunities to trip up. But oh, but the grace of God. The enemy is so cunning with fear. Even as the Pastor John explains, the simple of jet lag, just that sentence that he's been saying and placing that upon himself. But God sent a woman that said the right word.
Amen.
And he corrected me. And I'm here to tell you I'll be transparent. I am flying out to Florida tomorrow, for a conference with Morris Cirilli, my mentor. And, I was at a speaking engagement this past month, and, they still haven't credited my account. And I've been calling out to the Lord. I said, I'm not going to not go to that conference. I purpose to go. I know I'm supposed to be there. And then on top of all of that, a hurricane is now coming, supposedly to come in. Erica, I said, they're not going to stop me. Nothing is going to stop me from being where I'm supposed to be. But here's what I did, not realizing it till now. I'm contacting the people because I've said to the Lord, you supply all my needs over in an abundance. You are my provider, Jehovah Jireh. You. I don't know what you're going to do or how, but I know you're going to do something because your word says. Now, angelic host of finance, come.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that. And here's what I did earlier. I'm thinking, okay, it's now 24 hours before I have to go. Let me send them an email and remind them that my card's not accredited and so forth and so on. Why did I do that, ladies and gentlemen? Because it's a natural thing to do. We are spirit beings, and we must learn to walk in the spirit realm. And our words are very important, but look how cunning the enemy is. I've already told the Lord, I've spoken the word. That's all I had to do. This is what I'm saying. So we're going to say a prayer of repentance together right now. So, Father,
amen.
In the name, I repent in the name of Jesus before your throne, Lord God, for you. I repent in the name of Jesus for falling victim to the cunning of the enemy and second moving against the word I've already spoken. Father, I decree and declare that you supply all of my needs over and in abundance. And I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you for Pastor John. And I thank you for everyone who will be listening to this broadcast, that they'll be able to see that it is something that we always must be on guard about, that when we speak the word of God, we speak it and we leave it. We don't try to fix it ourselves. We don't have to place reminders to anyone. Our God supersedes every situation, every circumstance, and he is the one that touches the heart of man. We do not have to intervene or interfere. So I repent in the name of Jesus for going to the thought would be the right thing to do instead of trusting the word of God. And for each and everyone on the line, feel free in the name of Jesus to take this time to repent for any time spoken the word and went back to try to fix it yourself. This is a time of deliverance and healing, and we will not be bamboozled by the enemies of God. I will unashamedly speak what has happened, and each
thank
of you,
you Jesus.
Shame to speak what has happened, shame the devil so that he cannot come back later and use it against you and rob you from your blessing. This is truly a deliverance broadcast. And I praise God for the opportunity that you have availed to the man and God and myself to bring forth the truth to the people of God so you can truly set free.
Lord, that is so incredible. That is so incredible because I remember the story. My wife and I was flying in 99. We was flying down to the British Virgin Islands, and we flew from San Francisco to Dallas. When we got to Dallas, they said that there was not going. There was no flights going to Tortola, and there was no hotels down there. And you was going. If you go, you go on your own risk and everything. And my wife, I went to the bathroom, so I didn't hear the announcement. And my wife told me when I came back, and she said, and I looked at her and I said, "What should we do?" I asked her. I said, "What are we going to do?" And she said, "Let's go." And we agreed in prayer right there, and we got on the plane, and we flew down to San Juan, Puerto Rico, from Dallas, And when we got down there, they didn't have any flights going out to Tortola, but they put us up in a 5-star hotel all night, gave us ride to the hotel, gave us dinner, breakfast, and they gave us a ride back to the hotel the next morning for the first flight going out to Tortola. And it was during hurricane season.
Look at
you heard what I'm saying. And this, yeah. I want to point something out. You spoke about transparency. I believe that you know, as leaders, we need to be transparent before our people, because they are looking at us and they realize that if we build up this facade and says that we got it all together, it's gonna cause them to fall, and they're gonna feel like there's no way back up. But I'm telling you, if you be transparent before them, I tell you what, you will build so much faith in your ministry that it will be astounding what you will see coming out of your people, in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
In the name of Jesus. Can you tell the people how they can purchase your book?
Yeah, you can purchase the book. You can go to Amazon or Barnes and Nobles, and it's an e-book also. I think it's on a Nook or whatever, and you can go for Barnes and Nobles, and you can get it on e-book. And I recommend this book. I mean, not because I wrote it, because actually God wrote it. I just was the one that was typing as he downloaded. Amen. But it will literally help you in the area of faith and obedience and walking out the things that you have already seen. And that's what I sense today, is because even when I told Doctor that I was up this morning praying, and there's somebody that is listening to this program that has a tumor in their stomach, and I'm telling you right now that tumor is disappearing. And you can contact Doctor and let her know about it. But the Lord showed me there's someone listening that there's a tumor in their stomach area, and that's disappearing right now. And you will live and not die. Glory to God. And declare the works of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for right now for what you have done miraculously this morning. I second that this is an amazing book. I have read this book, and it's high-lit and circled, and it's a book of simplicity. It's gentle and in love, and it gives you scriptures that you can research further yourself so that you have the meat of what you need when you need to go back and read it again. So I need to thank all of you. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if it wasn't for you, then the Lord God would have not have put us together to come and share with you. There are needs out there that he simply used us as vessels to touch upon and minister the word that will uplift, empower, and strengthen and help with your faith and eradicate the fear. I just praise and thank him each and every time that he moves as he does. I want you to know he loves us. The Lord loves each and every one of us, and he will avail every opportunity to witness
to
us that we can move forward in grace. His purpose for us is to advance in every area of our lives. He wants nothing but the best for us. He is a father. He is our father who happens to be God. I just thank you for the gentle love that is within you, men of God, that you come forth and share from the heart, not from your mind, but from the heart of you, which is truly the heart of God. That's all we can give you, ladies and gentlemen. All we can give
Amen.
You is that we speak, we hear him speak, we do what he does, and we have been gifted and graced with the heart of God. So it is my prayer that you feel his heart and that you listen to this podcast as many times as you need to, so that you are no longer plagued, trapped, confined, and crippled by fear is not of God. So if it's not of God, you know it's Satan. There's only two choices, God or Satan. And we know that you are going to pick the only choice, and that is God the Father. So thank you. Thank you again, Pastor John Lucas. I want to remind you that if you'd like to contact him, his email address, again, is GloryLandRevival, the number one at, what is it,
Comcast.net.
And he is a personable man of God. So I know if you respond to him, he'll respond to you. If you want to find out more about what Dr. Bev does, or if you would like me to come to your church and minister, whatever it is that the Lord leads you to do, just go to the website. And that's drbeverlylswanson.com. We honestly do love you with the love of the Lord. And together we're going to say goodbye and thank you again for to be a blessing. Thank you, Pastor John.
God bless you, Doctor. Thank you for again for allowing this opportunity. Amen.
Amen. Until next time. Bye now.
Bye now.